Coach Niebuhrge. A couple of words come to mind when I think back about this game tonight. One, trenches. A lot of points were won in the trenches. Rebounding was there, and it's tough. I mean, Dietrich is a very tall team, but you guys were able to battle for some boards, and then resiliency, something we talked about this year. You talked about how resilient your boys are. Had to be resilient tonight, and just a hard, hard-fought 42-40 win.
Right, it was a ground-out game, like grind-out game. Like, every possession had to be your last, and every rebound was important. Those last three offensive rebounds by Dietrich, I was getting tenser and tenser as the ball was bouncing around. So, every rebound was important. Every shot was key. Coming out on victory here is a good win.
Of course, you talked about how every shot counted, every rebound, especially there late. You know, starting an 8-0 run, Dietrich did with just over 3 minutes to go. And, you know, they pulled ahead. You guys were up 35-30. They pulled ahead 38-30. And you guys just are 38-35, and you just battled back there. And one of the key things is, you know, something else that, you know, you and I have talked about was how well your guys have done in transition this year.
Right.
And exactly what happened tonight. Had those back-to-back turnovers. You're able to force the steal. Eli Miller, he was just crazy getting the release tonight. He was out there, took his time, didn't rush it, was able to get the layups, pull back ahead. And Cade, of course, hit the free throws at the end there. So just such a big part of your game still. And a little bit different, obviously. You guys have been switching some things up, you know, with
right.
Dylan Elam
out.
And then, you know, moving some guys different places they've had to take. But it has not affected your game in transition. Everybody seems to see the floor very well for you guys.
Yeah, we're, 42 points. We want to score a little bit more. But our transition, we still got to score off of our defense. And those two last buckets were exactly what we preach at Aldemont. Like, we got to score off our defense. We got to get deflections. Aiden McManaway is a big part of that. Eli Miller is a huge part of that. Kay's going to get better in transition as he goes along. But you got to score. You got to find easy buckets, because tonight there was no easy buckets. Our guys could have folded like a table, man. They could have late in the second half when this place was loud and we lost the lead. These guys could have folded, but they got two stops and got two layups out of it, and that's showing some progress. That's showing where we need to get to.
Of course, huge conference game for you guys. You haven't played as many conference games as some of the other teams, and of course, before you know, seeding time is going to come up for the tournament. So being able to get a win like this, knowing that you only have so many chances to be able to get as many conference wins as you can to get a higher ranking or higher seeding going in. How important was it tonight for those purposes to get the win?
It's huge. It was huge. This is a NTC. You know, obviously St. Anthony's, very highly state ranked right now. It's us or Dietrich. The two or three seed doesn't really matter, I guess, too much in the NTC, but it's also a subsectional seed meeting, down the road too. Coming into Dietrich, people don't know that your best player's out. So you gotta win the games no matter what. And I thought the boys changed roles, figured some things out, grinded this game, and got a big victory on at somebody else's court, which is a hard, very hard gym to win.
Of course, don't have this situation too often, but Friday night game, early afternoon game tomorrow, so very, very quick turnaround. So getting a big win tonight, and of course, hopefully you're gonna have kids that can bounce back tomorrow and stuff. But if you can get that win tomorrow too, having two wins like that in less than 24 hours, does that just fuel the kids up just a little bit more? Looking like, look what we did. We know that we can play high pressure games like that and be able to really just finish things out, because that was key tonight, was just finishing.
Yeah, Cade Millville hit 3 out of 4 to finish, kind of, but not really ice it, but like keep us the lead. Tomorrow's gonna quick turnaround. We're at Aldemont versus Woodlawn. That's a program that's been very well known in Southern Illinois, so you can't ever take them for granted. It's a 2:00 game. We expended a lot of energy tonight, but I don't think the boys will take any. They're not gonna give excuses. We go hard and practice every day, so it's no different from what, a Friday night game to a Saturday practice. So we're just going to go there and go play as hard as we possibly can.